2 of the Midnight Rider is underway here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome back. Our guest tonight is Dr. Jerome Corsi, the author of the book, The Late Great USA. And, Jerry, give us the latest on Ramos and Compion. I know they're still in jail, but Congress is starting to take a look at some things.
Yes, there was a hearing today in the subcommittee in the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and it was a very, very spirited. We reported on it at WorldNet Daily. I watched it this afternoon on the webcast, and it was a very spirited hearing. I think I sense a change in Congress's attitude. I think Congress is deciding, with Dianne Feinstein joining into this in the Senate, and now with the House getting into the act in a bipartisan way, I think that there's a sensing here that President Bush will not win this issue of keeping Ramos and Compion in prison, especially after Scooter Liddy was pardoned. I think that was the true crack in George Bush's strategy to have a war against the Border Patrol, and I believe that's what's happening. Johnny Sutton did not appear, the prosecutor from El Paso, did not appear at the hearing, even though he was requested to be there. And Richard Skinner, the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security, did not appear. Richard Skinner, under oath to Congress, had to admit that the Department of Homeland Security investigators had lied to the Texas delegation when they said they had investigated reports that said Ramos and Compion were rogue cops who had destroyed evidence and wanted to kill a Mexican that day. I think Dana Rohrabacher was extremely good at the hearing today. Dana Rohrabacher made it clear he had about, I wrote a list of 15 questions for Johnny Sutton, which are very difficult questions, and Rohrabacher was keying off of that. Those are similar questions and adding some of his own, making the same points I'd make. You know, Johnny Sutton says Davila was unarmed. Well, the drug smuggler got away that day. He wasn't frisked. Nobody will ever know if he was armed. And the other thing of significance, the chairman subcommittee, William Delahunt, a Democrat from Massachusetts, announced that since Johnny Sutton did not appear, there will be now another set of hearings held by the House committee that does oversight in the Justice Department, and maybe hearings of the committee that does oversight in Homeland Security. So this investigation is going to expand and broaden in the House, and Johnny Sutton did himself no favor by not showing up today.
No, not at all. And now we've got Cheney saying there isn't a superhighway.
Oh, yes. Well, Dick Cheney wrote a letter to a constituent and said there's no NAFTA superhighway, and of course we wrote about that. It's, again, the gaming of semantics. What Cheney said a couple sentences down in the letter was he pointed out that, of course, the Bush administration supports the states who are developing Interstate 35, and then I put that right next to NASCO, the North American Super Corridor Coalition, with Trade Group in Dallas. Of course, NASCO says, we don't need any NAFTA superhighway. It already exists. It's I-35. Of course, NASCO wants to deny they're building any new highways. Of course, NASCO's members, like the Texas Transportation Department's building a new highway. It's building a 4-football-field-wide NAFTA superhighway parallel to Interstate 35. And I even have emails that we got in Missouri Sunshine Act requests from the NASCO executives like Tiffany Melvin, their executive director, and she says outright, we shouldn't be talking about NASCO super corridors because it's bad right now. And NASCO's redone its website 3 times to de-emphasize the continental nature of the I-35 route they're supporting.
That's absolutely incredible. Jerry, I'm going to let you go. I know you've been at this a long time today.
My first interview was 8 o'clock this morning, so 17 hours.
Well, as soon as I get a hold of the book, I want to have you back on.
Look, I'd be honored to. Mike will do it. And try to do it. I'll do it in a day when I don't have quite so much radio and I can stay with you the 2 hours.
Excellent. That sounds great. Jerry, you have a great night. Rest well. All right. Jerome Corsi, our guest tonight here on The Midnight Rider, coming back. Open lines and some news. Our number 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Is the number if you would like to join us tonight on the Midnight Rider. Also, the chat room is open. Just go to midnightridershow.com and click the live chat link, and you are in there. Also, the a link to the email address where you can contact me and say hello and give thoughts, suggestions about the program. You got a guest idea, let me know, and we'll work on getting them on. I have gotten so many nice letters and emails from folks welcoming me aboard to RBN. I've had a ball these last couple of weeks doing this program. And, I mean, I started doing this a year ago. Matter of fact, it's a year ago tonight. I will have made my my foray into talk radio for 1 year. And I started it last August 1st on my own with all of 16 listeners. It was quite a night. Dr. Jim Fetzer was the guest. I don't know if we'll be I doubt we'll have Jim back on tomorrow night. but we've come a long way, in how I approach a program and all of this. I mean, I had no idea what this would be like. I did radio for 12 years in the mainstream as a disc jockey. I did everything from all nights to morning drive. I was a music director, program director. I did basically every job in a radio station you could do. So it was very cool, and I enjoyed it. And I got out in 1994, and then be able to come back and do this, and now to be here, and to be spending time and sharing my time with not only you, but people on my network back on TruthNet Radio, as we simulcast the show there. It's a big deal. It means a lot to me, and I'm glad that and so thankful you guys have been kind. And you've given me a nice, warm welcome. And I'm so appreciative of you and the support you're giving the show. Tell your friends, those, the other insomniacs that are up that, the show is on. And that we're here every night, Monday through Friday, trying to bring you good guests, good information. Tomorrow night we may just do open lines. I don't know. And if I can get a guest, we'll have them on. Otherwise, we'll do open lines tomorrow night. But it's one thing that I've just come to realize this is about people. And the fact that you're there means a lot because you've taken your time out of your day. I know a lot of people stay up late to listen to the show because they've told me so. And they go into work all bleary-eyed. And I'm so thankful for you guys being there and very much appreciative of the support that you give my show. But not only that, but to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And all the other fine programs that are on this network and have been on this network. I mean, for me, it's an honor to follow Rick Adams, who, when I first started listening to Patriot Radio, was one of the first guys I kind of tuned into. And at night, there he is, and I mean, he's going. He's just got that great laid-back style. And I've always enjoyed listening to Rick, Michael Collins Piper, Robbie and Jerry on the flip side, and John. Like Michael Herzog and Charles Giuliani as well, and Mark Dankoff. I mean, I even groove on Derry Brownfield. I've always loved Derry Brownfield. But just the whole lineup that's here. Tommy Cryer on the weekends, I think, just, he does a great job, puts out so much information. The fact that Ed and Lane Brown are still doing a show every day, to me, that's incredible. That they're still there and they're still getting their message out, and that's big. And that's in part to you guys. And the fact that you support this and you make it possible for us to continue to do it. Let's take a call. Ken in Texas, welcome to the Midnight Rider. How are you tonight?
Hey, Mike, this is Ken Fort Worth. How you doing?
I'm doing dandy as candy, fine as wine in the summertime, and yourself?
Hey, it's only, 10 o'clock in California, so it's on the East Coast, West Coast, so you got plenty of people out there.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of people up.
Hey, can I tell you some things that I do?
Sure.
For one thing, I got a cable access show at Fort Worth, and I show conspiracy books.
Excellent.
Yeah. I stick them out. I turn my tape recorder on and stick the books in front of the screen and play them over here. And I show American Free Press front pages and some of the articles in American Free Press.
Very good.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think what else I do. These little mailbag cards you get out of the magazines?
Right.
I fill them up, stuff to hunt on the Internet, RBN Live and whatever. I fill it up and mail it.
Cool.
And on the bottom I put down hunt, print, and fax, and email, and put it on all your bills. Just like, hey, get your gas bill, your water bill, and your telephone bill, and write down hunt RBN Live across the front of it.
You could even go and have one of those stamps made for little
yeah,
money.
Yeah, I thought about that, but the cards are different sizes, and it's awkward. I just write them out and throw them in the mail.
There you go.
And put it on your gas bills, water bills, fill them up, get us out of the United Nations, vote for Ron Paul, and get move it around.
Yeah.
It's all over the United States.
Oh, yeah. And the word gets out quick that way. There's a guy I know in Connecticut, his name is John, and he takes for a while he was taking my show and putting it on a cassette tape, and he'd walk it in. He had a public access show as well, and he would just set the cassette recorder on the desk, stick the microphone next to it, and hit play.
Yeah.
And one of my shows.
I just might do that. I might take my old tape recorders that I taped all my shows and everybody I talk to.
Right.
I talk to Tom Snyder and Larry King and you and anybody I can talk to. I enjoy talking to a lot of people. And I might just buy a tape recorder and do that.
That'd be great.
And I'm always looking for different ideas how to stick it to the evil people.
There you go.
You know, you go through three processes. First of all, you don't know what's going on. Then you learn what's going on. Then you start doing something about it.
Exactly.
Just like they got that secret meeting over there in Russia with Putin and Kissinger and George Shultz.
Right.
Right. You know about it, right?
Yes.
Well, I wrote George Shultz. I said, what'd you do over there, play cards? I said, you think the Trilateral Commission, the Council of Foreign Relations, Bilderberg, and Skull and Bones are gangs? He won't answer me.
Of course not, but you know what? That scares him.
Now, you know about that secret meeting they had up in BANFF Canada, right, last September, right?
Yes, I do indeed.
Okay, I wrote to him about that. He don't answer me. They won't answer. The point of it is, if he got 1,000 cards, he knows he's not sneaky. I wrote David Rockefeller. I told him, I says, hey, when you go to Bilderberg party over there in Istanbul, take care of all your announcements on shortwave. Hey, these yo-yos put their pants on one leg at a time. I used to watch Joe McCarthy.
Got that right.
I used to watch Joe McCarthy live in 1954.
Wow.
Yeah. And stuff like that. But you know who got me interested? Who wised me up was Sherman Skolnick in Chicago.
Wow. Cool.
You know who Sherman Skolnick is?
I've heard the name, yes.
He was a reporter, a friend of mine. He says, come on, listen to my house. I want you to listen to my tape of Sherman Skolnick on an FM radio station. I listened to him. I wrote for his little packet of information. Then I started getting stuff to John Birch Society. Started reading and getting Birch books and New American Magazine and Spotlight Newspaper, etc. My neighbor brought me a Spotlight Newspaper over a long time ago, about 1975.
You know, it's those early guys, Ken, that have made it possible for me to do what I'm doing.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to have Anthony J. Hilder on Thursday night. And,
yeah.
And that's going to be a marker of a show.
Somebody smarted Hilder up. I don't know who. I always ask, you know, who turned you? There was an article by Gary Allen. He says, what turned me from the right to the left? He said a guy went in his room and dumped a whole bunch of books on us. I challenge you to read it. He did.
Right.
And he smartened up.
Yeah.
And Sherman Skolnick smartened me up. I don't know who smarted you up.
Hurricane Katrina did. As a matter of fact, George Bush did it.
You're a newcomer, ain't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been.
Lord told my wife half the nation's going to wake up.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think more and more are. Everybody knows something's wrong.
How stupid you got to be to find out that something's going wrong now? I mean, you know, I tell you what. I was down in Florida. We got Florida withdraw the call for the Constitution Convention in Alabama back in '88. And prior to that, it was always trying to have a commission, Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderberg, and exposing all this stuff. Now they're and we stopped their convention, a potential convention. Now they're now they're mad.
Right.
This is all political puss coming out since '88. Now follow me. Randy Weaver, Waco, 40 gun bills in the house. It took a church away from a guy from Indianapolis. They're mad.
Oh, yeah. They're going to get even madder, Ken, because more and more of us are finding out what's going on. You know what? They can't follow the same old playbook anymore. They got to change it up a little bit.
But the point of it is, you don't want to wake up in a concentration camp.
No.
Starting up in a concentration camp. Why didn't you tell us, you know, this type of attitude?
Well, I know. But, you know, the thing is, though, they better not put you and I in together, one, because we'll raise hell.
Right. Sometimes I call these talk show and you hear those little circuits click, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've heard them click. I've heard... I used to hear beeps on my telephone when I first started doing this.
Hey, you know what they would do? My wife and I, we'd get on and went through the 90s. We talked on every talk show we could find. Larry King,
right.
Tom Snyder, local Dallas, any place we could talk to. We got on and said everything we could say, okay? Yep. And as soon as we hang up the phone would ring.
Oh, yeah.
And what time it rang? For 15 minutes. Somebody's got electronic circuits out there on my phone line, and when I hung up, They made it ring, trying to scare you.
I know. Can you brighten my night?
I fear God, not these yo-yos.
I know. You brighten my night, my friend. Thank you for calling.
I'll talk to you later, folks. I'll call you again sometime.
All right, please do. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider, 800-313-8255. 9443 is our number. Dial it up and join us in the conversation here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Cool, and it's something I really enjoy to hear calls like Ken from Texas coming in. He's got a public access show in Fort Worth, and I love hearing those stories from people of what they're doing, because I mean it's inspiring. I mean, just, you know, it just makes you feel good to be part of this whole thing when somebody else, you know, lets you know exactly what they're doing to fight all this. And for some it's a big thing, some it's a little thing that you're doing. And you're planting seeds all over the place. You know, your job is not to make somebody agree with the information. Your job is just to educate them. What they do with the information is up to them. And that's, I mean, that just goes back to what we're talking about. We're talking about freedom. Hey, you've got the information. Now it's up to you to make a decision about it. What are you going to do? You're going to do some more research and find out more, or you're just going to sit there and hope for the best when you know the worst is coming? But it just inspires me when people, you know, step up and step out into things. And I mean, even in the case of Dr. Jerry Corsi, you know, as I've listened to interviews, and this is the second time I've interviewed him, you can hear a difference in this guy. You know, the paradigms are starting to shift. And like the same thing with Cindy Sheehan. I had always believed that this woman was out for her 15 minutes of fame. But I, after kind of reassessed it, where I'm starting to look, whoa, wait, hang on a minute. Because here's a person who realizes that there's no difference between Republicans and Democrats, because as soon as she said something negative about a Democrat, they jumped on her just like the Republicans did. And her whole world crashed. And so now she's picked herself up, dusted herself off, got back on the pony, and she's going back out to try to stop the war. But it's neat watching people and seeing what they're doing, hearing their stories. It means a lot. It tells people out there that, hey, you are not alone. There are so many other like-minded people that you will not believe it. If you have an opportunity to go to one of these events, like in New York City on 9/11, go. It will do more for your confidence if you're new to this, to let you realize that you're not alone. I remember sitting up late at night going, oh man, I hope nobody knows what sites I'm visiting. As I'm, you know, trolling through all this information and reading all these articles, and you're just going, oh my gosh. And anybody walks in the room, you click it off. Don't want the wife to see. Ooh, she might think I'm going nuts. And so you're just looking around to make sure there's no, you know, even the kids walking, clicking off. What are you doing? I'm looking at eBay. There you go. That's a boy. What is that? That's a broadcast spreader. Check that out. Wow. It's cool to see people just kind of just emerge and say, this is what I'm going to do, and do it. I know a guy that has, that everywhere he goes, and he's moved a couple times here in the last year or two, and everywhere he goes, first thing he does, sets up that micro-broadcast station right in the new town he's in, baby. You know, the boxes aren't even unpacked, the furniture's not even set, but he's got that micro-FM up and running and broadcasting the truth to the little burg he's living in. That's the first thing he does. It's incredible. And to talk to people, and I've talked to a number off-air that have been at this so long, and you hear the frustration in their voice, but yet the next day they're back up and they're at it again. And to me, that's inspiring. I've got a friend out in California who will take a mini DVD player with him. Well, it's portable jobs. And he'll go into a restaurant. And he'll sit down, and he always has just a ton of documentaries with him. And so as he's sitting there eating his dinner, he pops in one of these documentaries into the DVD player. The next thing you know, he's got a crowd of people around him. And he's eating his bacon and eggs, and people are asking questions. He rode a Greyhound bus once. He was on it for 8 hours. And by the time the trip was over, just about everybody on that bus was wide awake, because they'd gone through documentary after documentary on that eight-hour trip. He had a captive audience. And it's just things that people do, and the lengths that people are willing to go to. Guys up in Illinois who stuck out an impeach Bush banner over a freeway. They may get a year in jail, but it didn't stop them from doing it. And more people are starting to stand up. People realize, like I said, something's up. They know something's not right. They can't totally put their finger on it. And it's up to you and I to tell them. You know, it's just that piece of information that they're lacking. And let them put the rest of the puzzle pieces together, and they'll finally understand what's going on. I mean, everybody believes that the government is corrupt. Everybody knows it's crooked, and that it no longer works to our benefit. They just can't figure out why, and who all's in charge of it. And so it's our job to start bringing them that information and keep doing it. And that's why. This is what's cool. Thursday night, Anthony J. Hilder will be on, who was one of the pioneers of all this. And then on Friday night, I'm going to bring on a couple of young guns who are just now starting this, which is really cool. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight
You're
Rider.
Listening to the Republic. True.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel...
Back here on the Midnight Rider. Welcome to the program here. Oh, yeah. Glad you're with us. 800-313-9443. Manny told me a really funny joke during the break. Bill Gates once said that if cars progressed in technology as fast as computers did, that we would be driving something really sporty and fast. Henry Ford said if that was true, then they'd be crashing every week, too. Especially with the Windows computer. Oh, my. That's one thing that gets me about all this, is this Windows stuff. This Windows and Linux, and I've used both. I like Linux because it's open source, and you don't have somebody tracking your every move. These new Windows operating systems have got this Vista operating system. It has more little back doors for people to track your movements than you can shake a stick at. And we may need to do a show on that one night. I need to get a hold of somebody. In fact, I've got somebody in mind. It's computer tech. And we might spend an hour or so, you know, talking about that one night, about, you know, this is what's coming, where they can, you know, mark and watch what you're doing. Google is already, you know, trying to set up technology and software that will know your habits and eventually learn your personality, that they will tell you basically what to wear that day. So, you know, more and more of this total information awareness type of a mindset that these companies are coming up with, and that we're going to be facing in the coming, you know, coming years. I mean, they're talking more and more about RFID. They're talking about putting RFID chips in our soldiers, in their brains, in their freaking brains. And they're testing now to see if it's absolutely possible to do. Have all their medical information, everything tucked up in their head. Also, they'll be able to keep an eye on them wherever they go. Not only while they're in the military, but afterwards. And again, you know, it's just one more piece of clamping down and locking down on the society. You know, everywhere you go, you see these camera towers that are up everywhere. You know, surveillance in this country is rising. A California city is talking about taking the red light cameras that they have, where, you know, it catches speeders and people running red lights. They're talking about turning them basically into spy cameras, with the reason being so we can crack down on drug dealers. It's just absolutely incredible. We're watching this, and it's unfolding before our very eyes, and it's all in the name of fighting the war on terror. Now, is a camera going to stop, somebody from, you know, from blowing a building up? It obviously didn't stop anything here in Oklahoma City back in 1995. The Murrah Building still blew up. There's video cameras all over the place. Matter of fact, there's a lot of that footage we still haven't seen yet. That talks about a few years ago they were talking about this footage, and that it showed more than one individual, i.e. more than one person, more than Tim McVeigh and more than John Doe number two, who we don't talk about anymore. Don't talk about the fact that they were searching all over town for Arabs in the days after the Murrah bombing here. Don't talk about any of that at all. Shh, don't say nothing. You know, on all this camera footage that's available, same thing with the Pentagon regarding 9/11. Why don't you just release it all? I mean, here's the most secure building in the United States, supposedly, and there's cameras littered all over the place, and yet there's no picture of a big plane flying into the side of the building. I mean, you would think that you would have it from, you know, 30 or 40 different angles. Nope, don't have that. But yet on every street corner now, you've got cameras in all four or five directions. Same in my little town here of about 20,000, it's like that. And I'm in a suburb of Oklahoma City on the west side, and they're everywhere. You drive into Oklahoma City, the major interstate interchanges, loaded with cameras. I mean, in all directions. Cameras just on the regular portions of the highway, everywhere. I mean, you're being watched. Every move you make, I mean, I wouldn't doubt that, you know, people are appearing on camera now, you know, dozens of times every day. Interestingly enough, my wife is moving her office. And there's a little kind of a payday loan place next door to her, where she's moving her office to. And the gal who worked in there, her car was blocking where they needed to be able to get in and move some furniture in today with the guys that she'd hired to take the furniture in. And God, I didn't have to do it. So they go and ask her if she can move her vehicle, and she says no. She says, I can give you my keys, but I can't move. I can't leave here. And they said, well, why not? And she explains to my wife, and said, look at that camera up there. And they said, yeah. Says, that camera watches our every move. If I walk out that front door before my shift ends, I'm fired. This is the type of surveillance society that we live in. I mean, you know, if you can't trust, if you're a business owner and you can't trust your employees at all, and you're so worried that they might walk out the door for a minute, then you don't, you need to rethink who you're hiring. But this is the, this is what it's coming to. More and more. I mean, just the number of stories that come out every week about RFID, surveillance. I mean, it's astronomical. The number of cameras that are going up around this country. Everywhere you, I mean, folks, literally at some point in time, it's going to be in the bathroom. You won't be able to go anywhere without a camera. And I read this, there's an ABC article that announced a poll that they did. And according to the ABC article, 71% of Americans favor additional surveillance cameras. Now, I find those numbers highly suspect. Because, I mean, who the heck wants to be watched? I know I certainly don't. But 71%, according to this poll, favor additional cameras. And some of the comments from people who decided to post comments there, well, if you don't have nothing to hide, what are you worried about? It's a little thing called the Constitution. Yeah. Shh, don't tell nobody. The Constitution. That little thing that George Bush says in the GD Peace Paper. Yep. Don't want to talk about it yet. No. And people are perfectly willing to trade their freedoms for not even security, just the sense of it. Please comfort me. Make me feel good. And you go, what? You know, I remember back after 9/11 as they were passing the Patriot Act and me sitting and watching it. And knowing that it was wrong, knowing that even what they were talking about on the mainstream news regarding the Patriot Act, that it violated the Constitution. It didn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out. And I'm far from a rocket scientist. Definitely not the sharpest knife in the drawer. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, well, I guess if it's going to defeat them terrorists, okay. And I bought into that mindset. We've got to get rid of them. We've got to fight them. Ooh. Nobody in Congress read the bill. All the Republican to vote against it was Ron Paul. And it was because the reason that bill passed so quickly is because people in Congress wanted to make it look like they were doing something about what happened on 9/11. Instead of really addressing the issue and trying to figure out how to combat something from happening in the future like that. Oh, we just passed something. We don't care what it is. Here comes this big old bill that you know they didn't write in a month. You know, you didn't get a bunch of guys in a room with a six-pack and a pizza and say, guys, come up with this bill to protect America. Now, this stuff was written long before. Even Clinton, after the 95... Murrah building bombing, tried to come up with something similar, but it was a Republican Congress who sent it burning down in flames. So this isn't the first time this has been tried. They just keep on trying, keep on working. It's like this hate crimes bill. They keep trying, keep trying. They'll come back with the immigration again. Always. Daryl in Texas, welcome to the Midnight Rider program. You're on the air.
Hey, I just tuned in. Thanks for taking my call. I just tuned in and heard what you were saying about the cameras.
Yeah.
It's a funny thing that when those things started going up here in Texas, they went up simultaneously in really even small towns and big cities. It's Texas Department of Transportation that's doing it. And a lot of people didn't even notice the things. You know, but you were talking about the cameras in the bathroom. Well, you know, I have a gentleman that I buy. He's a cell phone dealer, and that's who I get my cell phone through. He also has a TV repair business, and he said there are parts in the television set that no one knows what they do. He's called Toshiba and asked them, you know, what is this part? They don't know what it is, but the FCC mandates that it's put in a television, and that's been that way for years.
Wow.
You know, you get your cable boxes that, you know, I'm not saying that they have cameras in them, but I mean they know just about everything else about you as far as your television viewing. You know, the new cameras in the Macintosh. I have a Macintosh iMac, but mine is a few years old. The newer ones are coming out with the camera implanted in the computer looking at you. It's basically, it doesn't have an aperture that you can turn on and turn off. You know, I think one of these days somebody is going to say that. They're going to say, you know, hey, we could probably prevent child abuse if everybody was watched. It'll be for the children, of course.
Oh, yeah, we're going to put this camera up in your living room to protect the kids.
You see, they have to posture it like that, because that way, if you're against the cameras being in the living rooms, you're against the children.
That's right, and what have you got to hide, mister? What are you doing to your kids at home, pal?
You know, I always say it really comes down to who owns my body and who owns the space that I pay for and I operate in. Do I actually own it? Or does someone else own it?
Well, according to them, they do.
You know, we had I work at a large hospital, and they were implementing a program where you could, you know, they were tired of everyone losing their sign-ons at work, and so they said, okay, we're going to implement a program where the mouse has a window on it, you put your finger on it, and it takes your fingerprint. Well, they say it doesn't take your fingerprint. What they do is they take 7 points from the fingerprint, and that's sort of, the computer remembers that. But, you know, they asked for my objections. I told them I didn't want to do it. And I got to tell you, it's a 500-bed hospital. It's a big hospital. I figured that I would probably just be run out of there if I didn't go along with it. And, you know, I quickly reached out to the people around me. I found, I happen to be a pharmacist, I found about two or three other pharmacists and several pharmacy technicians that did not want to do it. And so I sort of weaved all of us together real quick, and they wanted to know why we objected to it.
Right.
And so I just sat down and wrote a letter to them and told them the multiple points that I objected. You know, one was violation of privacy, one was violation of my beliefs and certain beliefs, and you know, that stem from the Bible, with revelations that I see coming, things that I see coming that make me apprehensive. You know, I gave them several, but one of the objections I gave them is, basically, who owns my body? If they were to propose to me to put a tattoo on my body, it's a painless tattoo. You can't see it unless you hold it under a certain light, so no one knows I have it, and it's not painless. And they say I have to have it to work there. It just theoretically, let's just say that. And so it comes down to, do I have to have something forced on my body just because someone says this is the new hurdle you have to jump now? Or can I draw a line in the sand somewhere and say, I own my body, no.
Right.
So that's basically, we were ready, they asked us, are you ready to leave? And we were. And they didn't make us do it.
That's good, that's great.
Yeah. And shortly after that, the company kind of, I think the company went under anyway that was providing software, but I mean, to this day they have the mouses hooked up to the computer, but they make no one in the hospital actually do it. And, you know, I won't keep you much longer. I asked a few people that just went, because the majority of the people, like 99.9% of the hospital, are just like, oh, this is what we're doing now? Okay, where do I go? And I asked some of those people, don't you hold beliefs that the Bible, a civilization that's coming, that where you'll have to, you can't buy or sell? I said, did you feel uneasy at all going in there and doing it? And some of them would think about it at that point and feel uneasy when I questioned them about it.
Right.
But, you know, the majority of people just went down and did it and didn't give it a second thought. So,
well, and Daryl, it's incremental. I mean, it's one little thing here, one little thing there. Most people don't pay attention to the little things because, you know, the little things can be explained and justified. And it takes somebody such as yourself to step back and say, well, hold on a minute. What's the larger picture here?
Right.
And most people don't take the time to look at the larger picture. If somebody tells them, hey, we're going to start using your fingerprints to make sure your logins are secure. Like you said, 99% of them are going to go, okay, where do I put my finger? Okay, there you go. And we're seeing this more and more. They're wanting to come out with these biometric IDs to basically have you know, the real ID with a national passport.
Right.
Most states are coming back and saying, we're not doing this, because they know their people don't want to do it.
Right.
And because nobody in their right mind, when they start looking at the bigger picture, wants to subject themselves to this stuff. So this is why they have to sell it as it's for the children, or
right.
This is to make things just a little more secure, so somebody doesn't come and notate a chart and say it's you when it's not. They can sell it so many different ways, and people say, "Well, okay, yeah, I'll give in for that. That's not a big deal." But then the next time there's something that's not a big deal, the next little piece, they'll go along for that. And I keep coming back to this old frog in the pot analogy. You know, you start the water out cool, the frog's nice and comfortable, enjoying everything. By the time that water hits boiling, the frog is cooked. And that's the very same situation that we find ourselves in, with one little thing at a time that they push on us.
You know, it's sort of like Ron Paul says, changing your philosophy about government. Does that music right here?
Yeah, hold the thought right there, and I'll hold you over. Talking with Daryl in Texas, we'll come back here on the Midnight Rider. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Here on the Midnight Rider. Ah, yes. Heading into August now. Wow, this year is just totally blowing by. We're on the phone right now with Daryl in Texas. Daryl, you had a thought about Ron Paul. Go right ahead.
Yeah, it's sort of like Ron Paul said. It's you have to sort of change your philosophy and step back from things, you know, and I use the word paradigm.
You know, a paradigm is how you think about certain things. Like most people think, like I said, oh, this is what we're doing now. In other words, a law gets passed, and they think, oh, well, gee, it's like a lady that was talking about the finger scanning thing at work. When I mentioned it to her, she works in the IT department, and she was there working on her printers. And I mentioned to her, I said, what did you think about that when they did that? Did you do that? She said, yeah, I did it. And then she kind of looked at me weird and said, you know, it's a law now. And she just smiled and said, I go, well, the law actually said they just have to have some way to track it. They didn't say you had to have a fingerprint. You can still use a log on password. And it didn't mandate that. And then I looked at her and I said, but even if they would have passed the law and mandated it, that doesn't mean that I'm going to do it or I agree with it or I think that it's right. And the paradigm I'm talking about is most people think, oh, they passed the law. This is what we're doing now. I think, okay, they passed the law. Did they break the law in passing the law? Is it constitutional? Are they acting illegally? Does it agree with God's law? Which God's law rules man, and then man creates government. So are they violating their jurisdiction there too? So when I make a judgment call on the law, if it's right or wrong, and then I wait to sit on a jury, and that's when the hammer falls.
Yeah.
Because if it's unconstitutional, if you get busted because somebody's going in under the guise of Homeland Security and they go in your house because they think you're a terrorist and they find something else in your house and I'm sitting on the jury, they have to get their laws back under the Constitution, which they have violated. Therefore, you are innocent. You know, because if you take all of the judicial, the legislative, and the executive branches of government, which are supposed to check each other, but they do not.
Right.
None of the positions in any of those departments can indict or convict. They have to get a registered voter. So that's taken care of in the Constitution. So no matter what laws they pass, as long as a jury is educated in the Constitution and willing to act on it, you've just trumped the whole system, and it doesn't matter who's president, who the judge is, or who is in Congress or Senate.
Yeah, I agree. Daryl, thanks for the call.
Okay.
Good points.
Thanks.
Good points. Yeah, and it's like, you know, they treat us like we're mushrooms. They keep us in the dark, and they just keep feeding us full of poo. Because they don't want juries to know this stuff. Not whatsoever. I mean, they just don't at all. But Daryl brings up great points. I mean, do you own your body or do you not? I own mine. I mean, you know, I refuse these type of things, and I've gone absolutely livid when they start sending notes home from school saying they want to fingerprint my kids. You don't have a reason to fingerprint my kids. Well, it's for the children. No, hell no, it's not for the children. It's so you can enter them in a dandy little database where everybody ends up being a suspect until they're proven innocent. It's for the children. We love the children so much. Everything is for the freaking children. They're talking about filters, internet-wide now, to curtail child pornography. Why don't you just go after the people putting the child pornography out? It makes sense. We got laws on the books. Why don't you enforce them? Oh, that makes sense. We can't do that. Now we're going to come up with some more legislation. That'd get me reelected in 2008. Got my big campaign committee. We got my big sign printed up. Going to roll around in a big fine Cadillac going from town to town and going to visit all the cafes, talk with everybody, make them think that I'm the man for the job. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all games. It's not about the children. It's about control, folks. Their control over you. And most of us just go along to get along. Guys, find somebody you love. Tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. Folks, that's what we're trying to save this country for. We're fighting for them. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.